The music, okay.
Okay.
Log Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D. on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening. It is the 1st of March 2012, Mad March Hair Time. My name is Andrew D. I'm here in sunny Liverpool in the UK, and tonight I will be joined by the wonderful Jeanette Coombe down in sunny Swansea. How are you tonight, Jeanette? Okay?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you, Andrew. It's really lovely to be on the show.
Well, thank you too. We'll catch up in a little bit more time, Janet. But first we're going to play a little bit of music just to wake ourselves up. And I think it's Ray Stevens, Everything is Beautiful. Take it away, Ray.
God.
Well, there you have it. My name is Andrew D, and this is Spiritual Awakenings on the Andrew D Show, live on MikeSpirit.fm. And that was Everything is Beautiful by Ray Stevens. Now, I heard that. I was doing a church service a couple of weeks ago in North Wales, and that was in a place called Chirk, and I have not heard that song, apart from then, since I was a child, and it seemed to be on all the time. And if you look at YouTube and Ray Stevens singing it with his turtleneck sweater on, I think it probably was from the 70s, but I found that to be a fairly upbeat song, and sort of, you know, got my foot tapping to get us in the mood, because you need to be in high spirits to work on this show. Is that right, Jeanette?
Oh, yeah, lovely song, really lovely energy. Fetches the right vibration in.
Well, it does, and it's one of those where you can't help tapping your foot. And I have not heard that song, like I said, apart from the other week, for quite a few years, and I thought, why have I never listened to it beforehand? And we were talking last week, myself and Beth Crowther, Janet, and we were talking about the lyrics in songs or what you're inspired by, and there was one line particularly there caught my eye or my ear, and it talks about how we shouldn't worry about the length of his hair, the colour of his skin, or what shows without. And I think, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are, Jeanette, but, you know, we are so critical of other people, and, you know, it doesn't matter, and it's been scientifically proved that the minute you meet somebody, you pigeonhole them automatically, and you sort of, you know, you automatically place them in a certain category. And, I mean, I think, considering we try to be, you know, in our work, so spiritual as well, I think subconsciously and even, you know, we automatically do it. Have you got any thoughts on that at all?
I just judge people for who they are, not what they look like. I always give people the same kind of, what can I say? When I meet someone new, I always welcome them, you know, to myself. And hopefully my first impression is always right, you know, that I normally kind of pull to people that have got good upbeat energy, that are really kind. And I think you can tell that, you know, Andrew, what a kind of person is, just by those couple of minutes, it gives you that good impression of who they are.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. And but as I was saying earlier on, you know, you've got the right approach there. And but it's so difficult to sort of look beyond our automatic human reactions. And I swear it must go back, the scientists will tell you, it must go back to, you know, for example, when people, you know, when we're still living in caves, really, you know, people would look and say, do they look friendly? Are they this? And we were trying to judge them. And I think it's almost like a protective thing for ourselves, isn't it? You know, a bit of a self, what I would call a survival technique, I suppose, really. And it's just something that's within our DNA. But, you know, being spiritualists, we try and look beyond that. So, right, phone calls. Right, if you're listening in tonight and you would like to call us, if you are in the States, from I'm reliably informed, it's area code 0203-760-283-4611. That's area code 0203-760-283-4611. And if you're in the UK and you want to call in and have a chat to us, by all means, please. We would love to hear from you as well, because we've got some tickets to give away to a demonstration of clairvoyance later on this month. So it's a little bit easier to get to if you're already in the country. But that's the code to the States. I think it's 001. Correct me if I'm wrong, please, Rob. But 760-283-4611. That's the same number, but with the international code for the USA. Right then, Jeanette, welcome again to you. I know I've waffled on a bit, little bit there, but how's life and how's sunny Swansea?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, fantastic to be on the show with you again, working with you, because the last time I was a guest on Mike Davis, you was there with me then, so it's fantastic to be working with you again tonight. Swansea's been quite a lovely day today, and it's St. David's Day in Wales as well, so happy St. David's Day to all the Welsh people out there. You know, I hope you had all had a lovely day, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to the show this evening, get some lovely calls in.
Yeah, well, I know Mike would want me to mention this because we chatted about it at the weekend, but That fantastic Welsh win at the weekend couldn't have got any closer to St. David's Day, could it?
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, the mighty Reds got the revenge back for England against Cardiff. But another closely fought contest, and it could have gone either way, but I really enjoyed that as well. Excellent. So, Jeanette, we were chatting just before the show started, and... Yeah. If you would like to tell everybody how you work and, you know, and a little bit more about yourself if they haven't heard your mic show, or where they would like to sort of, if they want to call in and they would particularly like to use your talents, then, you know, tell us a little bit more, please.
Okay, lovely. Well, I work on the television in the UK. You'll see me on a TV company, a psychic TV company. I do a quite a few shifts a week there with them. I'm also a consultant member of British Astrological and Psychic Society, and I teach as well. I teach intuitive card courses and tarot classes and psychic development down in Swansea. And I'm quite busy besides that, besides the TV, besides the teaching, doing one-to-one readings as well. I do a lot of readings via Skype. People come in through my website, and I do a lot of readings in America as well. I've got quite a few customers who come in from America and New Zealand as well. So, yeah, if anybody would like to have a reading with me, my website is, they'll find it on Google. Just type in Jeanette Ann Psychic, and all the details of my website will come up for you. So if you'd like to have a reading with me, a long reading, then that would be fantastic. That's the way I like to work, Andrew.
Okay, and you're on Skype as well as Jeanette Ann Psychic as well,
yeah,
aren't you?
I am. I'm on Skype as Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word.
Oh, right, okay then. We forget those things, don't we? Put the spaces in. You don't exist if the space is in there. But you picked up on a great point there, Jeanette, because especially with Skype these days, I mean, we were chatting the other night, and it was, I mean, how crazy does this sound? It sounded clearer than if you were sort of sat in the same room. I mean, it was crystal clear. And I've spoken to people in the States on Skype, and I'm relatively new to it, and it's fantastic. And what better way than to sort of be able to call in, chat to somebody for free? And obviously with the Skype call is free, but obviously, you know, your fee is another matter. So, you know, that's Jeanette there. That's what she does. And I do as well. You know, if you haven't seen my website, it's drewd.com. And like I said, you can contact me, and we're on Skype, drop me a line, and, you know, we'll take it from there. Right, we're going to go over to the phone line shortly, Jeanette, because before we know it, this hour will be gone. In fact, it's only 45 minutes long now we've got left. And I believe it is, let's just have a look here. I'll move up a little bit. Yeah, I believe it's Carol. So, Carol, we're going to go to the phone lines in a sec. And, Jeanette, would you like to take the first call?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay then, right, Carol, I'll put you through to the wonderful Jeanette.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, darling. Carol, can I have your date of birth, please, or at least your star sign?
My date of birth is the 1st of the 1st, 1957.
1st of the 1st?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes you a Capricorn. Okay, that's lovely. Is there any questions that you'd like to answer me, from me this evening?
Just a general reading, if you would, please.
Okay, no problem. Let's have a look for you. You tell me when you want me to stop, okay?
Stop.
Right, okay. Now, what I'm picking up with you, Carol, it seems to be a lot of changes going on around you. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
It's like leaving go. I've got to leave go of something. And I know it's been a difficult choice, but I feel you needed to do it. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I feel with you, although you are kind of like you've been leaving go and it's been difficult, it is going to come right in the end, because I feel that you were going through a stage that I call transition, where you have to kind of grow, leave things behind, cut things away. And people that are normally going through this stage, okay, they go through it in different degrees. Sometimes people only want to change a certain things. Other people want to change everything in their life. And I feel with you that you're kind of looking at your life and thinking, I really do need to change. Do you understand that?
I do, yes.
Okay, darling. Well, bless you for that. I feel that there is change coming in. All right. I'm being aware of you being very creative, but recently you seem to have not really had the heart to do things.
That's right, yes.
All right, and I want to fetch that back into you, because I feel like there's a new phase coming in. There's something exciting coming in for you. There seems to be someone coming towards you, so I feel like as though there's an opportunity to choose, okay? And I feel that this is all going to be between now and August. There seems to be a lot of choice, a lot of change, a lot of you changing, and I feel that this is like a positive cycle that you're going in. And I also feel as well that you want to change yourself too. So have you been trying to do some kind of a makeover or do something different about yourself or your appearance?
Not particularly, no.
Right, well, I feel that you are going to be doing something, okay, to make you feel a little bit better, okay? Even if it's just get myself something new to wear, I feel that I'm really focusing on me and getting positive. But there are good things coming in for you, darling, and the decisions that are around you now are decisions that needed to be made, and things are going to come right because of it. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay, darling. So I would just say continue on the path that you have chosen to go on, because you are going to get where you need to be. If there's any conflict, any negative energy around you at the minute, don't get involved in it. Just be really focused on the positive, on the goal. And I would say between now and the next couple of months, there's going to be a feeling of a lot more settling around you. I'm feeling more happier, more contented. And really, as I'm going into the summer, I'm feeling like as though I'm really got a lot of stuff behind me. And I'm going to leave that one with you, darling. I hope that that's helped you this evening.
Okay, Tess, thank you very much and God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. It's been lovely connecting with you.
Carol, are you still there, are you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, hi. Right. As you're in the UK, whereabouts are you in the UK?
I'm in Birmingham.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Well, Dorset is not a million miles. It's closer than the USA is. Would you like to opportunity to win a pair of tickets to go and see Oscar, who's a clairvoyant, at one of his events on the 11th of March in Dorset?
I would love to, but unfortunately we're unemployed at the moment, so we wouldn't have the cash to get there.
Right, okay, that's no problem. That's not Ken's wife, Carol, is it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, we met last week. I was sat on your table. So if Ken's there, he knows who I am, Andrew D, okay? We did meet. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, listen, I'll let you go, Carol. Thanks for calling in. It was lovely to talk to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye now. Right, okay, that was Carol there in Birmingham, and I believe we've got Paul on the line next. Paul, are you there?
Hi, Andy.
Hi, mate. How are you doing? Okay.
Okay, thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all, thanks. Now, obviously, we've got a big Midlands following here. Whereabouts are you, mate?
I'm down south, mate, near Brighton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brian, yeah. Sounds like Birmingham. It's a B, isn't it? I mean, that. So you can see your reading's going to go well, can't you? I can't even tell where you're from.
I'm from the moon, mate.
it proves that I'm working cold here, mate, and we don't know each other. Right,
true,
well,
yeah.
Okay, would you like the chance to win some tickets then, Paul?
No, thank you. I can't make it.
Oh, right, okay, no problem. We can't even give them away tonight. What's going on there? Normally there's a big fight for these things. But anyway,
true,
Paul...
Yeah.
Right, okay, we'll crack on with your reading there. Right, and as I join you, Paul, I've got a gentleman who joins me here, and if you could just say yes or no for me, and I'll just draw this gentleman in. Now, as this gentleman draws closer to me, it makes me aware of, right, I know this sounds, it's not stereotypical because you're down in Brighton, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, this gentleman that I've got with me at the moment, he's making me aware that he was, well, I am tall, but he makes me aware that he would have been about 5'8", 5'9", not even 5, he just said I wasn't even 5'9", so 5'8", and he was of a very slim build here. And what this gentleman's, right, okay then. Now, he's got a blazer on, but this blazer I'm being made aware of a badge on the breast pocket, and I feel like, from what I can see here, it's almost naval links, or I don't want to open it up and say military links, because that's a bit generic, but I feel like naval links here with the badge that he's got on here, and I feel like he's a grandfather as well. Would that make sense to you, Paul?
No, sorry, no.
Right, okay, no problem at all. Right. Okay, this gentleman, first of all, he's given me links to the East End of London, and I'm being made aware of, I don't know whether you know this, but I'm being made aware of family that might have lived there, but then moved to the South Coast, or there are still family there. Would this make sense to you at all?
No.
Okay, I'm doing well so far.
Yeah, they're not okay. From London.
Right, okay, mate, no problem at all. Three no's and you're out. Right, I've got to get something more positive for you off this gentleman, because I can only give you what I'm getting from him.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. Now, would you understand the year 1942 as being significant here? Because that's what he's given me at the moment.
I haven't got a clue.
Right, okay. Well, that's no problem, mate. Just think bigger picture with some of these things, because he's telling me that you need to think. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but he's telling me that we need to think a little bit wider here, a little bit more than just the immediate vicinity, because he's telling me that he said 42, apart from the war, was significant. Right, okay. Now, he's telling me here that. Right. He's telling me that he would have had a problem with his right ear here, and he's telling me he would have been deaf, that he would have had to have asked you to repeat yourself or to sit on the other side of him. Would you understand this with one of your grandfathers? And I know it's a common name, but he said he also links to the name John. Would you understand this at all?
No.
You wouldn't understand any of that at all?
No, none at all.
Right. Okay. Think a little bit wider, Paul. What about Sorry?
I'm thinking they weren't there, my grandfathers.
Okay. Now, would you understand this on a generational level, almost like an uncle or great-uncle here? Because he's telling me he is of that generation.
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask him for something.
There's no one called John either.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask him something specific for you here. Right. This gentleman's telling me, Paul, because if you don't know him, he's here for a reason, and I've got to work with what I know. Okay. Now, he's making me aware, Paul, at the moment. He's telling me that you feel as though the walls are closing in on you within where you live at the moment. It's almost like you're not getting out enough, and he's telling me that you've got a fear of open spaces, but he's telling me that you're not getting out as much as you should, and that your social life as well, it's almost like you don't see an awful lot of people, and you need to be getting out there more. So would you understand the general inference from him here about
that? Yeah, I understand that, yeah. I've got a few friends down there, but not a lot. I'm going out more now, but not a lot.
Okay, that's no problem there. Right, now what he's also telling me here, Paul, is he's bringing me into, I feel where I am at the moment is a flat, no, not a big tall flat, maybe just a second or third, you know, these low-rise flats. Yeah. Now, is that where you live, in a flat?
No, that isn't right, flat.
Right, okay, no problem. Because he's showing me a flat here, but I'm going to ask him, right, he's telling me that you can see flats from where you live, and I don't mean a long, long way away, you know, to try and... I'm talking relatively close, almost, you know, sort of just up the road. Would you understand this as well?
No, you're not connected to me at all.
Right, okay, Paul. Well, what I'll do, I mean, all I can do is... And this is the way the world of spirit works. We had this problem last week, Paul, in that this gentleman is showing me all sorts here, and... I don't mean to be rude when I say this. Please don't take it the wrong way, but I know when I've got information, and this gentleman is with me as large as life. So, if you can, please accept my apologies. You know, if you can't accept it, then obviously I can't work with it. Okay. What we'll do, Paul? Thanks for calling in, and we'll go to the next caller, and I'll take this if that's okay, Jeanette. I'd like to go to Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing? Okay.
I'm doing fine.
Right. Were you able to hear the last call at all, Amanda?
Yes.
Okay. And would you be able to relate to any of that? Because I'm just trying to get my head around this. Because normally when I work in a church or even a demonstration with a few hundred people, I'm not saying, I mean, if I can't nail it down, I normally go direct to the person. And if one person can't take it, I open it up then. And I feel that that's what's happening. But would you understand any of that last call there?
Not much, really, no.
Right, okay then, right. Because I don't like it when this happens because we've got such a short space of time to work with here. So I'll work with you and I'll ask somebody else to step in. Right. Would you understand the name Sylvia at all, connected in the family?
I don't know. I'd have to look that one up.
Okay, because I've got a lady joining me here, Amanda, and this lady is, I would say she's relatively short, only around about 5'3", 5'4", and she's telling me that she said, described herself as cuddly. She wasn't sort of stick thin, and she wasn't overweight. She said she was just right. Okay, and this lady comes across as having a bubbly personality, and as I draw her in closer into my atmosphere, she's making me aware that she would have loved to have dressed up. Now, she did have silver hair before she passed, but she told me she looked very, very well before she passed away. And she's telling me that she loved patent leather shoes. You know, some people grow old gracefully, and this lady just saying to me, she tried to grow old disgracefully, if you know what I mean, because she didn't want to sort of be shy and retiring, and she didn't want to sort of be meek and mild pensioner. It's almost like she was a glamorous granny. Would you understand this at all?
Well, I don't really know a lot about family history, so I
right,
would have
okay.
to ask.
Okay, no problem at all. Right, I'm not going to dwell on this lady in particular because what I might have to do is break that link in a second, come to you direct. But what she's explained to me here, Amanda, is... Right, she's talking about a relationship around you at the moment, and she's talking about almost like it's an on-off thing here. Would you understand this, what she's talking about?
On-off thing? No.
Oh, okay then. Right. Right. She's making me aware. Sorry, go on.
It's definitely not on and off. And if it means in like kind of breaking up and getting back together, but there is something going on at the minute.
Right. Okay. Sorry, I'm going to expand on that. Yeah. Because as you're talking, she's explaining more as well. Right. She's talking about a relationship around you, and I want to talk about a love relationship here, you know, like a partner here. And what she's talking about is, and I know you've said to me there's things going on around you, but what she's explaining to me here is not on-off breaking up, but on-off, it's almost like you're not quite sure where you stand at the moment because, she's very much making me aware of where there's a little boy around you, where there's a lot of upset being caused to him of what's going on. Would you understand this with what's going on?
A little boy. I've got two girls, but I ain't got a boy.
Right, okay. You know, this boy's with her, right, okay. God, these things get more and more complicated.
I do know a little boy, a boy what would be in this
spirit,
new world.
Who is aged about 4. Now he could have passed away 4 years ago, or he could have passed at the age of 4. But judging by the height of him, he's here with me now, and he appears to be, I would say, you know, sort of about 4 years of age.
All right. Oh, I'm not sure about that one then.
Okay then. Right. I'm going to get straight to the point here. Right. This lady's explaining to me, Amanda, because you said you don't know too much about your own history, but she's telling me that with what's going on around you, you are not sure about what you should do next. It's almost like you've got a decision to make about this relationship, but you don't know what to do. And sorry, no, she's correcting me here. She's told me that you do know what you want to do, but it's almost like you need guidance on whether you should take this particular step forward without opening it up too much. Would you understand this?
Sort of, yes.
Right, okay. Because what you're telling me here, in your heart of hearts, you've already made this decision. And she's telling me here that it's almost like you know what you want to do, but your head is telling you to do something different because you're weighing up the pros and cons here about how you should move forward with this. And it's almost like, will I be better off? Will emotionally, security-wise, financially-wise, or whatever, you know, do I move forward with this? And how do I approach it next? So would that make sense about how you're feeling mixed up about what's going on?
I'm not sure.
Right, okay then. Right, okay. What I'm going to do, now, sometimes this is the way it works. Jeanette, are you still there?
Yeah, I am here, right? Yeah.
Because Jeanette's here with me, and I don't see any point in, because I could be just totally off the beaten track here, Amanda. So I'm going to ask Jeanette if she can give me some input on this, because for some reason my energies are all over the show tonight, and I'm not going to sort of, labour on if Jeanette can help on this. So, Amanda, if you're just listening to Jeanette, and we'll try and throw a bit more light on this for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda, can I just ask you for your date of birth, please?
3rd of the 10th, 88.
Right, okay, Libra. Right, okay. Now, what I'm picking up around you, okay, is that you've been having difficulties going on around a relationship that can be fixed, okay? But I do feel with you it's just time for understanding each other and kind of listening to each other's point of view. Someone is making you feel quite emotional lately. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes.
Yes, okay, bless you. Because I feel, okay, that what you need to do is kind of have a look at all the energies. And I can understand where Andrew's trying to say. And I do feel that there is a lady that comes around you who has passed over. And I am getting quite a feisty lady in life, okay? But I do feel that maybe you didn't know her well enough to kind of know her characteristics, but she knows you, she's aware of you. Okay, so I feel that you either lost this lady when you was very young, or she went over before you came on, you know, onto the earth plane. But she is watching you over you, and she does really want you to be happy. And I do feel as you're going into the summer, so you will sort this issue out with relationships. And I hope that that's helped you, my love.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything quickly you'd like to ask me before we go off on break?
Well, the thing is with the relationship, it might be coming up a bit rocky because my partner's just basically got out of hospital from having a heart attack.
Right, okay. Well, that would put stress on anybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
you know, because he's fragile, and I feel that he feels that he can't do things. And it's, you know, that saying you always take it out on what you want, you know, on the people that you're close to because you can't do what he normally likes to do.
Yeah.
Well, I feel that you've just got to bide your time, darling. There is a new energy coming around you, okay? There is a new energy coming in. And I feel as he gets better, so he will feel better and he won't be so... he won't be so testy and he won't be so difficult to be around. I'm sending this whole situation healing, okay? And I feel that maybe you need to work on just keeping the balance at the minute, my love, and I hope that that's helped you.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay.
Oh, bless you. You take
Amanda.
Care, my love.
Amanda,
yeah.
Can I just chat to you for a sec as well, please? Thank you for that, Jeanette, and thank you for helping me out there. Because I was doing a reading for a lady up here in Liverpool. Monday night it was, and it was extremely difficult. And she told me at the end, and the reason I'm explaining this to you is, and this is for everybody listening in as well who wants readings or needs some guidance or whatever, and we eventually... The reading lasted about 45 minutes, and at the end of it, she said to me, I've been to a funeral today. I said, right, okay, that would explain an awful lot. And she said, and my mum's birthday is tomorrow. Her mother had passed away a few years ago, and it's her birthday tomorrow. And she said, I was really hoping she'd come through because it really upsets me every time her birthday comes round. And the point I'm making here, Amanda, is because I must admit, literally as Jeanette took over, I picked up on illness and hospitals around you, around your partner. And what happens is sometimes And Jeanette, I mean, you work mediumistically, you'll understand this as well, so please join in. This particular lady I did a reading for the other day, that's why the reading was all over the place, because she was so strung out emotionally with what was going on around her, you know, where she'd been that day, and it was her mother's birthday the next day. And that all links in, you know, with sort of the energies and how we link into spirit. And with this lady, her mum didn't come through, but I did a reading for her daughter next, this lady's daughter, and the grandmother, the other lady's mum, came through instantly. So, you know, spirit really do, they know what's going on around us, and they are there for us. So if you can take something out of this, Amanda, you know, I know you're looking for a little bit of guidance and, you know, with respect to moving forward in your life. But what I want to say to you is you've got to understand spirit know exactly what you're going through at the moment, and they will be there for you. So just bide your time. I feel very positive about all of this. And basically, as Jeanette said as well, you know, we wish you all the best with that. Have you got any thoughts, Jeanette?
Yeah, I know that it's a testing time for this lady. I feel that her husband or partner has been through a very difficult time in his life, and that they've just, both of them, got to kind of go with the flow on this. It will get better.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Jeanette. Okay, right. But we're going to go to a small commercial break any second now, but we'll be right back in a minute or two with a chat to Oscar. So hold on there, Oscar, and we'll be with you in a second.
Do you have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just don't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies custom tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very technical time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com. or call us at 616-935-7516 today.
Hi, it's Andrew D here, Spiritual Calling. I'm in Liverpool tonight, and I've got the vivacious Jeanette Coombe with me. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, everyone.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. If you've had a reading tonight, and I know for me personally tonight, you know, things are a little bit sort of out of whack, but I've absolutely no doubt. I know what I've got with me. I know the people have got with me, and spirit had this tricky knack of getting in there and hoping to speak to somebody. If you've got somebody in the spirit world of a forceful nature, as they were in life, they'll still be that way in spirit, and they will, you know, they will do their best to get through to one of us. But also, that doesn't mean to say that you're on the phone at the same time. So please, drop me a line if you understand any of these links I've got. These people, I'm not making it up, we are live here, and these people are as large as life and coming through to me with their messages. But if you have had a reading tonight, then you've got two options. You can, this is the quickest option. You can link into www.mikespirit.fm and listen to the show again, and you'll be able to hear your readings on there. Or equally, go to Blog Talk Radio. Put my name in, Andrew D, and the date of tonight's show will be on there, and you can click on and listen to it all over again. It's as simple as that. So any questions at all, let us know, and we'll do our best to answer them. Right, okay, going back to the phone calls, any second now, and we've got Oscar here. How are you, Oscar, tonight?
Hello, my friend, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Is this little Colombian Oscar, is it, that we met last weekend?
This is the one and only.
how are you, mate? Okay.
I'm good. I'm really, really good. Yeah. Please do. You know, happy listening to your program. And, you know, as I know what you're saying and what you'll be responding to you, to the lady before, you are right to say the way you said it. But it's lovely to communicate with you guys, and it's good to listen to you once again.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Okay, now, Oscar, it's something, because I know you're a medium, and flipping heck, we can't even give your tickets away tonight. So I'm hoping that somebody wants to go to your gig on the 11th. But
and I have one.
Yeah, it's the 11th of March. It's in Dorset, Hamsworth Club. And it's is it a demonstration of clairvoyance, or is it a charity event?
Yeah,
psychic
night. Yeah, that's right, psychic night. That'll be start at 7:30 to 9:30. And that's in Wimbledon, just at the Oscars of Bournemouth. So it's a beautiful venue. I do it there very regularly, and it's a really lovely place, a car park. A full car park, about 500 cars, and then disabled access 100%.
Excellent. Okay, now, Oscar, you've got your own website as well here, haven't you? Would you like to tell everybody what your website is? Do you want to go and have a look?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody would like to take a look, it's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com.
Yeah, and I always say, you know, I don't mind anybody coming on this show, and you know, because that's what it's all about, you know, making the world go round. So take a look at Oscar's site, and we'll go from there. But Oscar, it was interesting what you were saying before with the last lady, and I don't know whether you meant about the emotions around her or what, but you said, oh, you can understand what we were talking about. Can you expand on that slightly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know that sometimes, for instance, what happened is, in many cases, when for a person goes to a meeting for a reading, say for instance, that person, all you want to hear, what they like to hear, or perhaps just like to communicate with the people, the person, and the spirit, what they expect to communicate. If that person's like this, it's like they sift themselves up to the top, and nothing else will enter, even if you try so hard, because I can see where you go, and I can see where you come from, I can see where you're trying to make a link. There is a link in there, but unfortunately, a lot of people, and as I say, you know, they're just sipping themselves up, and they just want to hear what they like to hear. Not they want to hear what they like to hear, what is there for them. Unfortunately, in her case, yes, I could feel there was a hospital connection there. I could feel the lady was in hoping that perhaps and something they would give to her to, you know, to say everything going to be okay. But as I said, you know, if sometimes what happened with a lot of people is, for instance, you brought the lady or the gentleman. Now the lady didn't have much idea who you were talking about it, but I can see you did have a link. However, but this person was accepting the person that you were giving her, that person, perhaps that person would have brought somebody else closer to her heart, and the whole frame would be open, and the reading would have gone really lovely and smooth. But as I said, the lady, bless her, she's a lovely soul, and she really wanted to hear something really that's going to make her feel good. We all like to hear something that makes us feel good. But at this time or this moment, what she wanted to hear is like, you know, the husband is going to be fine. And everything's going to be, yes, it will be. It's a tough time at the moment for her. And at the moment, what she's really is closing to her is what is there for her right here. And she's perhaps not really connected with much.
I know what you mean. I mean, I can tell you very, very briefly a funny story there, Oscar. I did a reading for a lady a few years ago, and she sat there and she said, no, I brought her father through, her mother through. No, I want my husband. So, and you said about, you know, people zipping themselves up. And, she said, that's it, I've had enough, I don't want you to carry on anymore. And as I mentioned earlier on with this other lady, this lady's granddaughter came in, and her grandfather came straight through, said who he was. I mean, you know, he was larger than life, lots of evidence. And the granddaughter, after about 10 minutes, said, you've got my grandfather there. I don't want to know anymore. She said, you've told me everything I need to know. And I said, well, he just wants to say he's having some peace and quiet. And she burst out laughing. And apparently this is what the whole family said when he passed away, because his wife, the lady I'd seen earlier, she won't be listening tonight, but she nagged him all his life. And so he used to go off and find somewhere quiet for him to go to find some peace. And that's what the family said when he passed away. He's having some peace. So, you know, we talk about spirit intelligence, and, you know, without a doubt, there is intelligence now in the afterlife as they were when they were physically here. And they know, you know, when they're going to come through and who they're going to speak to.
Absolutely. It's also part of the plan. It's also part of the plan in when you actually make a link with somebody. You know, it's something very similar to what happened to me as well. I was in the church, one of the churches that served. And the lady, I was doing a reading to the lady. That's why somebody came through. And the gentleman told me he died 2 weeks ago. This is how he died. He told me his name, the date, time, everything. She would say, no, to everything. I don't know the guy. I don't know him. Later on, I moved on from her because I knew I could see that she was very negative. I moved away from her, and I sent love and peace to her. Anyways, to cut a long story short, later on, the president of the church went to her and said to her, "Why do you deny it? Because we all know. We all know the word that told you is 110% the fact."
Yeah.
You know what he said? "I didn't want to speak to him. I wanted to speak to my son, not to anybody else."
There you go. Now, yeah.
That's absolutely. You see, and unfortunately, everybody will say, oh my God, because everybody heard it before I did. The president said, "Oscar, apologize." And I said, "That's okay. I knew I was right. I knew that I have a connection because unluckily, I'm very blessed. I can see it, and I can say it, I can sense it. I can sense the feeling in here a lot." So I knew that was 110%. That I wouldn't withdraw because what I was giving her is. But you see, what happened is, if that lady, I had perhaps by opening up and saying, "Yes, I know of him," then he would have brought the other person who was online. But she would not allow anybody else. She just wanted to hear from the son, which I understand.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, blocked the whole message.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, thanks for that, Oscar. And I really do appreciate you phoning in. Right. So, I take it you just phoned in for a chat, didn't you? Is that right?
I just want to say hello to you guys. You know what? I think sometimes, to be honest, if people understand that it's easier, to be honest, I believe it's easier to fly a plane. they become to be what we do, because what we do, it would be okay if we have the direct line. If you pick up the phone and you say, "Hello, who is calling?" You know,
yeah.
But we don't. We work in a different higher realms, and we work with, as people would say, with the dead. Yes, we communicate with the dead. So if our employers, those that really only people like us, we can see them.
Yeah,
we can see
you're not wrong. Okay, Oscar, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you short there, I'm afraid, because we need to move on to our last caller. But really, thank you very much for calling. And Mike sends his love. Okay. Right, okay. We'd like to quickly move on to Dee, our last caller for tonight. I'm not sure where she's phoning from, but are you there, Dee?
Yes, I am. I'm in the U.S. I'm in Maine.
Oh, well, good evening to you. Oh, good afternoon to you, Dee. So how's life over there in Maine?
Well, it's actually evening here.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, how's
we're
life
5 hours
there,
apart. I know the time difference well.
Right, okay then. Right, Dee, what I'm going to do, because we've only got about 7 or 8 minutes, or maybe a touch longer before we need to close the show, but I'll move quickly into this with you, but I want to work with Jeanette on this. Is that okay with you, Jeanette?
Yeah, that's lovely.
Okay, right. Dee, very, very quickly, I've got a gentleman who steps in here, and I'm going to talk very rapidly, and all you need to do is say yes or no. Okay, this gentleman steps in, and he's making me aware that as he got older, and I feel as though he was around about 78 years of age when he passed, maybe a touch younger, but around that age, and he's making me aware that he would have been a shade over 6 foot tall, but he started to stoop as he got older, and I'm not saying he stooped right over, but he just became a little bit round-shouldered. And he's making me aware of a heart condition. And I feel almost like he had a weak heart as he got older. Would you understand this gentleman at all?
Yes and no.
Okay, I'll move on and ask you. He said he connects to the name George. Would you understand that with him?
I had a great uncle, George.
Okay, now
but
would this...
No.
Okay, well, that's good. You recognize that because it is family as well. But I'll work with a little bit more with this gentleman here. Right, now this gentleman is showing me butterflies here, and I don't know why this is. It's not butterflies in the stomach. He's showing me butterflies all around him. And what he's telling me he's making me aware that recently you have undergone a transformation, and he's telling me that, you know, when butterflies start off as a chrysalis, and then they, you know, caterpillars, and then they develop and go into, you know, asleep, and then they appear as butterflies. And what he's telling me, Dee, that you've undergone a recent transformation, and you feel as though... in one respect, you've been given your freedom. Would you understand this at all?
Yes, a little.
Okay, then. Right. Okay, I need to work with him a little bit more. Right. This gentleman's telling me now that he said he wants to prove who he is. And he's telling me that he would have had a problem with his hips. Not a big problem, but he suffered pain in his hips, which would have given him a little bit of difficulty walking. And he also tells me here that he said he was losing his hair on top, but he said he was always proud of the thick head of hair he had when he was younger, and it was one of the things that he'd wish he sort of could have kept hold of. But he wasn't upset, but he would have liked to have kept his hair. Would you understand this about this gentleman?
I was too little when he died to remember.
Okay, then. Right. I need to get some...
I mean, I was a little girl, but I, you know.
Okay, right. Because what I want to do is get something concrete from him and then pass you over to Jeanette to work with him as well. Okay. Right. Now, what he's telling me now is... Right. He's making me aware here, Dee, of... I know you told me you live in Maine, but he's making me aware that I'm being shown... He's bringing me memories of or knowledge of a log cabin here. And he's making me aware that this, if it was a log cabin or a house of some description that was situated out of town, and if that's not connected to you now, he's telling me that you would have understood where this was. If it wasn't a holiday home, he said it was a home that wasn't stayed in all year round. Would you understand this?
Sounds like my father's old camp when I was just a baby. And
okay, because this gentleman's giving me lots of sort of old memories here, but bringing him straight up to date, he's making me aware of a young man, or I'm saying a young man. I feel like it's a son he's talking about here, and I don't want to use the wrong words here, but he's making me aware of concerns, or almost like you haven't heard from your son from some time. Would you understand this?
Not really. I didn't have children of my own, but I raised two for about 5 years, and one was a boy.
Right. Okay.
But
we
don't have contact.
Okay. Well, that's what he's talking about there. So, yeah, because sometimes it's a little bit like when I talk about people's fathers, and they say, oh, well, my father who raised me wasn't my biological father, so I've got to get around that. But he's talking about somebody, and I'm going to say it was like a son here. Right. And you've confirmed there that you haven't had some contact for some time now. But he's also making me aware here that he said, if you haven't been trying to get hold of this young man, he said you've been inquiring sort of around the houses via other people about his welfare. Would this make sense?
No. Somebody suggested once that there was something wrong with him, but I haven't been trying to contact him. No, it's better if we don't have contact.
Okay, that's no problem at all, because he's just making me aware that you're telling me this better if you don't, but he's making me aware of future contact here, Dee. Now, obviously, you can't validate that now, but this gentleman was making me very much aware of the contact issue and the communication issue here, and he's making me aware of a future date when there might be He's told me there will be contact. And all he's wanted to tell me, okay. say to me, all he wants to let you know is, don't dismiss it instantly. Work with it, okay? And sort of take it. Just take it for what it is at the time. And very quickly, Dee, I'm going to pass you over to Jeanette because we've only got a few minutes left and it was lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Dee. Can you hear me okay? Hi,
yes,
darling.
I can.
Okay, lovely. Now, what I'm picking up with you, darling, okay, it's almost like as though you're waiting to get something, okay? So it's like news. You're waiting for something to come in. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I am.
Right, okay, because what I feel with you is that this has been something that you've been waiting for a little while, and it's like this news can either take you forward or can take you backwards, but you're still waiting for some kind of clarification. Can you take that, please?
Oh, yes. I think right. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, because what I feel for you, okay, is that there seems to be a concern in your immediate family, okay? And I would say to you, darling, that what's been missing lately around your energy is fun and enjoying yourself, because there seems to be like a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress and a lot of tension around a certain situation.
Yes.
All right. Now, I do feel that this is going to get easier for you. You're very much the heart of the home, by the way. I need to say that. People depend upon you. And I feel, like you said, you fetched those other children in as well. And bless you for that, because you provided them with a home. Okay. I do feel that there's issues there. Okay. With one of them. And I do feel that he needs to apologize to you for something. And I do feel as he gets older, so that will come. But for the meantime, what I'm seeing in the initial future with you is that you're waiting for some news to come in. It's going to be what you're looking for. But there has been a few restrictions around this coming in. But just watch what happens March, April. I feel it's going to be coming easier for you. Do you understand that, please, darling?
Yes, I do.
Right, good. Okay, because you've got a strong link going. And I'm also linking in with this strong male energy who is around you. Okay, and I feel that this person would have either have liked to dance, okay, or he would have been very, very, very into his music, because I've got someone who had a real natural rhythm and he liked to dance, he liked to enjoy himself, and I feel that he was taken over quite quickly. Do you understand that, darling?
Sort of. My father liked to dance, but it took him a long time before he passed.
Right, because he's just fetching that energy into me now, okay? He had a lot of rhythm. He liked to dance. I feel that he was a natural, okay? And he liked to enjoy himself, and he enjoyed his life. And he's just wants me to make you aware of that fact, that he did enjoy his life. And that's the message that he wants to get across to you, is that you need to start opening out, you know, and getting out more and enjoying your life, because there's been like some stressful situations around you that's been kind of making you feel a little bit closed lately. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Right.
I have agoraphobia.
You have a what, my love?
I have mild agoraphobia. I can go out and walk for
this
about
is why
a mile before the panic sets in.
Right, this is why he's wanting you to get out in the open, okay? Because I just had the distinct impression that he wanted me to take you by the hand and take you out, okay? So this would be relevant to you, okay? So I feel that baby steps is required, but I want you to try to get out, because I do feel that he will benefit from it, okay? His love is
Jeanette,
around
I'm sorry,
you.
You're going to have to end it there, because the show's at an end now. So could you
okay,
just
darling,
quickly wrap
that,
up, please?
That was
yeah.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Okay, my love.
Thank
I hope that's interesting.
Jeanette, thank you very much indeed. Dee, thanks for calling in. And believe it or not, that's the end of another show. And we've got literally about 30 seconds left to say goodbye. Thank you for everybody for listening in tonight, wherever you're listening in from. And we'll speak to you next week. Thank you and good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew Dean on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact